Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of Radio Row, Super Bowl 54. We get you set for the big game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And now joining us is the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, and that's Kirk Cousins here on behalf of Sleep Number. Kirk, great to see you. How are you?
Great to be here. Doing well. Wish we were playing this Sunday, but other than that, it's good to be in sunny Miami, Florida, and talking to the two of you.
I think you like the vocabulary, by the way, on the open of the palatial yet not overly ostentatious
studios. I did like that.
Studios.
I thought that was outstanding.
You like that? You like that?
I
or
do like
just
that.
Like that?
I like that. Yes, sir.
That moment after you guys defeated the Saints, I thought it was so awesome because what we like to see in athletes are people that are doubted. You've been doubted. Is the contract worth it? Can you win the big game? You make the huge throw to Thielen, and then you connect with Kyle Rudolph. Take me through that moment in the locker room where you played into the you like that as well, and we all saw it.
Yeah, it was really fun. That's what you work for, is to win those kind of games and those moments, especially on the road. And it was a thrill to, you know, get into the locker room after the game, and everybody's there, and we can all just celebrate together. We've been working together for months to get there, and then to be able to come out with a win in the playoffs, it's what it's all about. It's why you work so hard, and it's just so special to celebrate it with your teammates.
Some people, in terms of athletes, they play into bulletin board material. Some say it doesn't matter. Going into that game, no one was giving you a chance to beat the Saints. Did you guys play that up in your locker room a little bit?
Well, I just think it was us against the world a little bit, and you understand that it's not going to be easy, but if anything, the pressure was off. Just go play. You know, you have nothing to lose, and play free and see what happens. So if anything, it helps, but it certainly was a tough environment to go in and win. I mean, it was the loudest game I've ever played in. I've played in Seattle, played in some big environments in college, but in the Superdome, in the playoffs, I've never played in a game that loud.
When the game ends, with how loud it is in that building, how long does it take for your ears to stop ringing after the game?
Yeah, you're just emotionally, mentally, and physically drained. I mean, on the bus, on the way to the airport, you're just drained. And you gave everything you had, and I'm screaming my head off the whole game. You know, my voice was cracking like crazy. And it was odd because whenever we would have a successful play, it would go quiet. And so it went against your reactions. You know, and when we hit the final play to win the game, it was so quiet that you instinctually think something's wrong, that you didn't win the game because you're celebrating, but it's so quiet. And so that's the challenge of playing on the road in the NFL.
Kirk Cousins here with us on behalf of Sleep Number. It's a Zach Gelb show live on Radio Row for Super Bowl 54. This season for you guys was very interesting. It got off to a little bit of a slow start, and then in October, you guys were really firing on all cylinders. You had some comments with Thielen and with Diggs and all of that. How do you describe this past season? How do you look back on what you guys were able to accomplish?
Well, when you can get to the playoffs and win a playoff game, you know, I think there's a lot to be encouraged about. You know, statistically, being in the top 10 in certain categories, I think, was a real positive. I thought our improvement running the football from 18 to 19 was a really good improvement. Great to see 8 Vikings players in the Pro Bowl this past week. That's a real positive. So a lot to be encouraged about. And then you look at the playoff loss to the 49ers and you realize you still have more mountains to climb, and we got to get back to work. So if anything, I think that loss will help us, you know, have an edge to our preparation as we go through this offseason, knowing that we still have a ways to go.
How close do you think you guys are to being in this game?
Well, you know, we played the Chiefs in Arrowhead in the middle of the season and played them down to the final play. And, you know, the Niners beat us in the second half of that game. We were close at halftime and then did not hold on in the second half. You know, they say any given Sunday anything can happen, but to really be able to put it together throughout the whole regular season and through the playoffs, you know, I think we have a gap to close, but I think it can be close. You know, I have always felt since I came to Minnesota that we have a team that can compete for a championship. And that's a credit to our coaches, to our front office for the way they draft and the way they've handled free agency. And we have a good culture. So you know, the pieces are in place, but there's so much turnover every year. We lost our offensive coordinator to be the head coach of the Browns, so you have to kind of always reassess when you come to the next year, and there's going to be rookies that are drafted this spring that we're going to depend on next year, and same for free agency. So, you know, it's still very, very early as you look towards next year and the team you're going to have.
Kirk Cousins here with us. What are the Browns getting in Kevin Stefanski?
Well, they're getting a great leader, someone who will handle, driving that ship the right way. He's extremely classy. He's going to handle the media well. He's been around great quarterbacks in terms of going back to his days with Brett Favre in Minnesota all the way through. He's seen what it looks like to be a part of teams that win divisions and win playoff games. And, he's been around multiple head coaches, so he's got great experience. And I think he knows the league well, so he's going to handle free agency well. He's going to handle the draft well. And I think they'll be very happy with what they get from him.
When you have such a dominant running back like you have in Dalvin Cook, we then saw a different style of run game, but still a dominant run game in the NFC title game with the San Francisco 49ers and what Raheem Mostert was able to do.
Yeah.
And Jimmy G only threw the football 8 times in the game, 3 times in the second half. Is that difficult as a quarterback, even though the run game's working, but selfishly, is that at all difficult to hand the football off that many times?
I don't think so. You know, we had a game week 1 against the Falcons. I threw the ball 10 times. And I don't remember ever having a game like that where you win going away by only handing it off or only throwing it 10 times. So I'll take it. I mean, if that's what it's going to take to win and win a Super Bowl, by all means. You know, I don't need to throw. You know, usually you're throwing it because you need to, and you don't want to be in that position throwing it 45 times, trying to come back all the time. So I'd be all for it, and I think that it's an untrained eye who starts to, you know, criticize the quarterback or criticize their ability. If you don't need to throw it, why would you? Keep pounding the rock and do it all the way to a world championship. So I don't think there's any reflection on a quarterback. It's just a better preferred way to win.
The defenses that both these teams are going to be, the quarterbacks are going to be facing up on Sunday. You've played both this year. The Chiefs, they got better throughout
the
season. Spagnuolo has a complex scheme, and they started to learn that in the transition. And then for the 49ers, you know how tough they are all throughout this year. What is it like to go up against those two defenses?
Yeah, you know, when we played the Chiefs in the middle of the season, I believe it was week 9 maybe, week 10, they were statistically not that highly ranked. And yet, watching on film, felt like they were a good defense. And then in the game, felt like they were a really good defense. And then that second half of the season, they played at an elite level. So we kind of caught them in that transition from figuring it out to really being an elite defense. And then the Niners, you know, when we played them in the playoffs, were very stout, very tough. I mean, they stopped the run and controlled the line of scrimmage and made it tough. So both teams are deserving to be there, and largely because of defensive play at a high level. So it'll be interesting to see.
How does Richard Sherman, as we're talking to Kirk Cousins, we know the interception that happened in that divisional game, how does he affect your preparation with how dominant he's been going up against a player of that caliber?
Well, you're just aware of him. You know, he's usually going to be on your right side, and when you have mirrored concepts or the decision to work left or right, typically you're going to work away from him. There's just no reason to work to him if you have a better look the other way. But sometimes, you know, the ball's going to go his way or you have a chance on him. And he does a good job of staying on top, of using his length, of reading through the receiver to the quarterback. And he's very crafty, very smart. He's seen all the tricks you're going to try to throw at him. And, yeah, he may get beat from time to time like anybody, but I think it's going to be a long day if you try to go after Richard Sherman over and over and over. He'll usually at some point make you pay because he's a great player.
The quarterbacks in this one, we all know what Mahomes is capable of. 50 touchdown passes last year. This year, even with the dislocated kneecap, he's still been dominant, and we've seen what they've done the last two games in the postseason, going down in a blink of an eye, coming on back. And for Jimmy G, he's made some big plays this year,
yep.
But they don't have to allow him to throw the football 30 times to win. Both of these quarterbacks, what stands out to you as a quarterback in the league?
Well, both of them can play off schedule really well. I think Jimmy's, you know, when he had the success he had coming out of college, much of it was because of his ability to play off schedule and improvise. And when they scored all those points against the Saints, he did some really good things there too. I think Jimmy has maybe the quickest release of anybody in the NFL, which is, I think, an underrated trait. He's very accurate, and there's a reason that Bill Belichick, you know, didn't want to lose him. He's a great player. And then, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is right there. I mean, he was league MVP last year, and if he had stayed healthy, he would probably be up in the running for that again this year. It's going to be fun to watch such great football players on Sunday evening go at it, and both quarterbacks, both teams are deserving of being there.
What do you think Brady's going to do? Is he coming back to New England or going somewhere else?
I mean, logic would suggest that he should come back to New England and that they would have him back, and it's just a matter of time before that happens. But I think it's fun for people to talk about until it does, but it'd be hard for me to envision him anywhere else.
Who are the quarterbacks you grew up studying? Just wonder.
Well, a lot of them are still playing.
Yeah, right?
When Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl, I was in seventh grade.
Wow.
I was 13 years old, and I don't consider myself to be a young pup in this league. You know, I'm going into year nine. But when he won his first Super Bowl, I was 13. I remember watching him at Michigan. You know, when I was in elementary school, I was growing up in Michigan, and he was quarterback in the University of Michigan. Drew Brees, you know, was a guy I watched not only at the Saints but at the Chargers and at Purdue. I mean, I was watching him when he was playing at Purdue. So they're still playing. Peyton Manning certainly was a guy I watched growing up at Tennessee and through the years with the Colts. And then he's only retired recently, but much of my early career, my first four or five years, he was still playing. So it was unique to be technically a peer of these guys now that I'm in the NFL, but didn't feel like a peer because I'd watched them for so long.
Before we let you go, you're here on behalf of Sleep Number. Go ahead. What do you got to tell us about Sleep Number?
Yeah,
I saw the bed over there, by the way.
Yeah, Sleep Number.
They told us at first we were doing the interview in the bed. And
oh,
I was like,
you said
that's
going to
be a little
right
interesting.
Yeah.
No, I would have been fine, you know, doing the interview over there, and then you show up at the table. Works for us.
Yeah, Sleep Number is the official partner of the NFL, and they just do a phenomenal job. I have a Sleep Number mattress in Minnesota, obviously, when we live there. And then when we leave in the off season, we go other places, we have a Sleep Number mattress there as well. And I use the app, you know, to be able to get a sleep score every night to track my quality of sleep. And I'm just a big believer that for me to be able to play as long as those guys I mentioned, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, I think sleep is going to be a big part of that. You know, being able to sleep well creates the ability to play a long time and have longevity. And so it's been, you know, as much as you talk about weightlifting or eating right, I think sleep is right there as another pillar of an athlete's preparation and of their training and of their longevity. So wanted to get the best mattress possible, and that's certainly Sleep Number. And most of my teammates have one too, so we talk about, you know, our sleep scores, and we compete a little bit with who can sleep the best night in and night out.
And I think if you had to do the interview with me at the bed on the site, you would still have a good sleep, and that shows you how great of a bed it is, that if you had to spend 10 minutes with me in that bedroom, Kirk Cousins would still be able to put the head on the pillow and be knocked out for the night.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I'd probably be worn out after talking to you.
We appreciate it, Kirk. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.